It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on a, should we call it marine layer or rainy drizzly day? Either way, it's a beautiful morning. Thursday, welcome to the Mornings with Ed show, as we do each and every Thursday. We are honored and delighted to host our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen steps in for a conversation. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Well, I may need an extra cup of coffee this morning, actually. I had a 16-hour day yesterday for the city of Laguna Beach, going up to Sacramento with City Manager Sheree Dupuy and Councilmember Orgill. We had a day full of meetings to take our Laguna Canyon Road project up there to pitch for, you know, money from Caltrans and money from wildfire sources. So it was a full, good, I think productive day. You know, you got to plant your seeds and see where they grow. But hopefully we did some good work yesterday.
Well, let's stay there for a second if we can. You had seven separate meetings in the course of a business day. So seven separate meetings. Were these all pitches for assistance?
Yeah, so we went with the governor's office, and we, you know, a lot of it was, you know, the governor's office. We'd had that grant application. We're going to resubmit. You know, trying to urge them to help us to get Southern California Edison to, come to a number, a solid dollar number for contribution that would satisfy the governor's office, the Office of Emergency Services, I should say. Right. We met with the California Transportation Commission, who administers really all the federal money that comes, you know, for transportation, and had a good conversation with them about, you know, active transportation along the road, which would be bike and pedestrian lanes, of which there, of course, are none. And they there's another a new program coming through we're going to do some research on called PROTECT. And it's kind of transportation improvements related to emergency evacuation, related to climate adaptation, roads impacted by climate change. So a lot of different interesting things there that we're going to try to pursue and see if we can make our project fit, you know, one of these grant programs. So we'll see. But it was, it was informative, and I hope we, are able to turn something concrete out of it.
All right. And when is there a follow-up to all of this? When is there a follow-up to yesterday's trip? And I know it's a consistent follow-up, a day-to-day, and, you know, the city manager's working on it and staff is working on it, but maybe follow-up meetings with some of these people.
Well, I think, like you say, we're going to be working on it and working with our consultants to see how we put a good package together. Are we eligible for, you know, this new program we hadn't been aware of before, this PROTECT program?
Right.
How do we position the project? So I say we probably have, you know, a couple, 3 weeks of homework to do on our own, and then we get back in touch and just try to keep scheduling, meetings as we can. So it'll really be a continual follow-up. It's a long road. I mean, these grants would be, you know, a year out probably, but you got to get in the queue and try to get support for them. So we'll keep moving along.
All right. And I want to thank you. Really, 16 hours, a 16-hour day, and the work that you and other elected officials and the city staff puts in really should not go unnoticed. So thank you very much for that. This past Tuesday was the State of the City address, where you talked about going up north, where you talked about making this trip, and I'm glad that you and I had the chance to catch up on it the day after. But there were some things during the State of the City that really, it was a great look back and a really cool look forward. It was well done. It was a well orchestrated speech. And assessment of where we've been and where we are. One of the things you talked about was the city of Laguna Beach. And a lot of people had called me after this and asked and said they didn't know, but it's true. The city of Laguna Beach had the lowest per capita COVID death rate of any city in the county.
We did. As I said, we're proud of that. And as I also said, clearly there's, you know, some socioeconomic factors at work there, because the highest COVID death rates tended to be in the lower income areas. But even compared to a number of our neighbors, we had the lowest, according to the Orange County Department of Health death rate per capita. And, you know, I obviously, like I say, a number of factors at work, but in my mind, as I said, clearly the city's response to it, the city's approach to it was a factor, and we're quite proud of that.
Right, and we should be. And as you're standing at the podium, and you got about 250 or 300 people in the room, you can read a crowd. Yeah, it's easy to read the crowd. And I was sitting in the crowd, so with that statement in particular, it was like it was a cool surprise. Some of the other things that I can share this with you as being from the crowd. When we talked about the city continuing to pursue making the promenade a permanent fixture. I heard the question when, as if there was an impatience in the crowd. Help quell that impatience if you can.
Well, the next step is we are going to have another public session to go over the two concepts that our consultant has come up with. I believe that is going to be May 17th at the Susie Q and Community Center. There'll be, notices coming out on that. So we'll get some more input on that, and then it'll come to council probably in June. And, we'll have to look at what they've recommended and presented to us and hopefully make a choice of one of the designs and then, move it to start moving it through the final design and construction phase. So we have to get... Have to get the entitlements issued. So, it's probably, I don't exactly know the construction timeline. If assuming we approve it in June, I'll find that out. But, it's probably wintertime, I would think, before we get that under construction.
Okay. All right. You also mentioned that, City Manager Sheree Dupuis mentioned that we're going to be increasing the number of motor officers that we have from two until four, or from two officers to four officers by this summer. And I don't know that you know how the staffing of this will go, but are we looking at the four officers around the clock, or will they be shifted to just daytime? How do we assess when we need them?
I imagine, I don't know, I can check with the chief. I imagine they will be more oriented towards the daytime than the nighttime. And there'll be, there'll be some presence, obviously, 7 days a week from them. But, a lot of the heaviest traffic times are during on Coast Highway or during the daytime, during the commute hours. So I would anticipate more during the daytime, both, along Coast Highway and Laguna Canyon Road.
Would we also consider assessing when the most DUIs happen? And maybe at nighttime, or I don't know if we have nighttime motor officers, is what I'm saying.
And I don't either, and I will follow up for you on that and find out.
Okay.
Obviously, the DUIs are mostly concentrated in the late evening, although, you see them occasionally, like the car that ran into the boardwalk not too long ago, right? It was before night, so.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll follow up with you on that. Gavin Curran addressed future long-term uses of the Community and Recreation Center, and it's going to be part of a facilities master plan, is how he put it. And we've got a city council subcommittee looking at a scope of services for that master plan, and we know that that's coming back to the council in May. Does it have to, and are you looking at making it flexible? For instance, eventually something gets switched for something else. Let's just say there's a tennis ball courts or something that we want to move to something else. That master plan, can it be flexible?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think flexibility, building in flexibility where you can, makes some sense. But we'll have to see. What the options are on that. It's, there's certain, like the library media space upstairs that could maybe be a flexible space. I mean, the gym is already dual purpose because it's got all the gym stuff and it's got the theater, the stage, area up front. So, I think that's always a great idea to the extent you can find some flexibility uses for spaces where you can adapt that's a good concept.
Okay. Well, thank you. One more question about something I heard in the crowd or a general hearing of when something happened. You had addressed last week, and you and I spoke on last week's program about the hospitals, and there were rumors going around the hospitals closing, and then you and the city manager are having conversations with the hospital, and then they're coming to make a presentation at some point to assure us that they weren't closing. When the representative from the hospital got up to say what they were doing, that they were going to assess the services provided, I heard groans in the crowd as if all of a sudden the confidence that they'd had had disappeared. Did she relay to you what she had said that day or on Tuesday? On Tuesday, what you heard from her, was that what she had relayed to you previously?
Well, I hadn't spoken with her previously. I'd spoken with Seth Teagan, who's the CEO down at the hospital. Right. And, you know, you said, you know, they said they weren't going to close the hospital. I don't think they've ever said they're not going to close the hospital. They said what they are doing is, and they use the word discernment, they are discerning what services they should be providing at their campuses in Mission, at Big Mission and at Laguna Beach. That's whatever that means to me. It means they're looking at what sort of medical services are we going to provide at Laguna. So I don't think we know yet, honestly, whether that's going to be, you know, I don't think we honestly know what that's going to be yet. I'm not sure they know. And that's why they use the word, you know, we're discerning what we're going to do at the two campuses. So we need to wait and see. We need to see and wait and see what they present to us, and then the community needs to, you know, have a chance to react to that and decide and feedback in terms of what we think we need as a community at that location in terms of services. So I get the sense they're not going to be ready as soon as I had hoped to make that presentation to us. And we keep since our last conversation, we've asked again for an accelerated presentation, and the response back was they're still analyzing their situation and trying to figure out, you know, what information they have to present to us and to the broader community. So I don't know, so we can make the process go faster than they want to make it go, but we're going to continue to keep asking for, you know, information and a presentation as soon as we can have one. It certainly sounds to me like there are going to be some changes down there, so people ought to be expecting that. I don't know, honestly, what the nature of the changes is going to be, I just don't know what the mix is going to be that they're going to propose, but it's clearly going to be different from what's down there now, is my sense of it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that straight answer. I appreciate that, Mr. Mayor. What do you got coming up this coming Tuesday?
I'm happy that I believe we're bringing back the BWELL-OC contract. Oh, cool. That's the mobile mental health unit that will come to the community. I think actually, you know, I was disappointed that got delayed with a little snafu on the state funding coming through, but it came through, and even better, I understand that Jeremy Fremond, one of our great assistant to the city managers, I think he's negotiated another $500,000 or close to $500,000 from the county community development block grant funds to cover the costs that we were going to have to cover. So that's terrific news. And so that'll be a 2-year program, as we've talked about before. Mobile van will assist, unhoused individuals, but will assist members of the community who think they have a need for some, mental health attention. So, that's great. That'll be on. We don't have too many other items on. It's actually a lighter agenda. I hope we
congratulations.
we may actually achieve my goal of getting out of there at 11:00. But we've got some usual housekeeping matters, but nothing too dramatic.
Right. I want to take just a step back and talk about the Be Well program again. And we talk about how valuable it's going to be. We have no idea how valuable that's going to be. I have a feeling it's just going to be a really, really important program with great value here in the community.
Well, I certainly have that sense. I hope so. It's had success in other locations, you know, Huntington Beach, I think it's Fountain Valley. Anyway, they've had, you know, they've had really good results so far. And, you know, I think I'm with you. I think that could be a very important program for us. There is one other thing. I just take a quick mention on Tuesday night that I had forgotten, which was, and this was, I mentioned this at the State of the City, but we will be approving an agreement to expand our lifeguard services to Three Arch Bay. I think in February they came to us and they said their long-term contractor, just who had been the county's contractor down there at South Laguna Beaches, wasn't going to provide services. So our marine safety folks and city manager's office did a great job sitting down and working out an agreement. And marine safety chief Kevin Snow has figured out how to get coverage down there this summer. So that's going to be great for those members of the community. And then I do want to mention, because I know it's important to a lot of members and groups in the community, that we will be appointing the city council members to review the community assistance and cultural arts grant applications. So I think you can still get applications in, any groups that are looking for community assistance or cultural arts funding grants. So that's coming up, and then we'll award those, I believe, you know, probably in one of our June meetings. So that'll be up there too.
Fantastic. And congratulations on having a fairly light docket next Tuesday. You're right. Maybe you will make it home by 11. We thank you, as we do each and every week. We really appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and I thank you for spending time with us this morning. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well, sir. 8:21 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.